4, make it mobile. Sir Patrick, NC9V. Still in the black hole a little bit, but I'll be getting there shortly.
Yeah, morning, Leon. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Hey, so far, from what I'm saying, it's going to be a long day. They're throwing everything at me today. I got to go to Anderson, I got to go to... I mean, I got to go all over the place today. Apparently, it's going to be a long day.
No. You don't have to do it every day of the week, so that's a good thing.
How I look at it is, I'll do it today, and then I'll just take off till next week. Don't stress me out that much. I don't make so much on Social Security, you know?
Well, I hope you have a good day and stay safe out there for sure.
Are you going to South Carolina today?
No, taking a drink right quick. No, I am not. Going back down to the mud hole.
Playing or working?
Driving a dump truck some more.
That sounds like some muddy work.
Down there like it did at the house last night, then it's going to be real muddy.
I mean, this morning, I don't think it was too hard, but I mean, it was steady.
1:30 last night, it was raining really hard over here.
I may have missed it. I was sleeping pretty good about that time. Going down the mountain this morning.
And over to Mill Springs, so we'll go down to Saluda Grade this morning.
Just driving a truck temporary, is that what you're doing?
I'm putting a buddy out. He's a one-man show, and just needing some help on a couple projects. While I can.
How easy on your knee? If you're driving automatics.
He drives, but my right knee is the one that hurts, bothers me. And so it's okay. And I'm not. I'll drive a little bit, and then I'll sit for a little bit while he's loading the truck. So it's not like it's the end of the world. It hasn't bothered me so far.
That's good. That's good. It's not bothered you. You're doing that, you probably have to get in and out as much.
I get in the truck, but you generally don't get out till lunchtime, so. But we'll see. Now, yesterday, that was another story. Knee was bothering me pretty good yesterday. But it was actually pretty good for it to keep it stretched out and using it.
I imagine it's probably good for it. Hope I'm not feeling good. But it's probably good to use it every now and then, keep it going. You'll be doing that right after your surgery. They like that, apparently. NC9B.
This week, I got to start shipping everything back, so I've been waiting for a couple guys to come by and go through what they want out of it, and I'll start shipping everything back, try to get that done next week.
Yeah, I'll come over and try and give you a hand with that, but... I can't think of anything I really need.
It's all right. There'll be stuff left over that I can't send back, so probably end up taking it to some of these ham fests and getting rid of it.
He said he's going to get a table up there at Waynesville. Move one of those Bluetooth radios. Don't seem to be going anywhere on the swap net.
Just never know. Who's going to stumble across and listen to it, so.
Unique little radio. You got to have an interest in it. But I'm not looking forward to having that one come up. I did find a nice little mount on Amazon. It's a magnetic HT mount. It's aluminum, aircraft aluminum, with a 90-pound magnet on it. That'll stick it to whatever metal you can find, which is not much of these cars today, but I'm hoping to put that in the truck and find somewhere that's got a little bit of metal to it so I can mount the HT in the truck. That way, when I'm done at the end of the day, I just take the mount and the radio at the same time.
3D print mount for HTs that hangs over. You remember the old cup holders that used to hang in the window over the door panel?
Oh, yeah.
I found the HT mount that does that. I printed it out. It works really well. As long as you can get over the door panel, it won't work in the excursions. But other than that, it works good.
As long as it kind of flexes, you know, it's got the lip that goes into where the window goes. Adjustable for the width between the window and the actual drop down for the door. I'd like to see that next time I get up with you.
Send you a picture of it. Like I said, it's just a simple little 3D print, but it works out really well. I leave it in the wife's car when I'm in there, and I can put my HD up in the window where it'll actually work.
Does the wife let it sit there when you're not in there, or you just leave it on the passenger side?
Passenger side. But no, I generally put it in the glove box when I'm not in there.
Or she will, right?
She hasn't bothered it. I've left it on the window before, and she doesn't bother it. So it's black. It's the same color as the interior, so it's not real noticeable.
Print a couple out and put them on eBay or somewhere. Etsy or something. If you can't move a few.
Got it. But you know how that goes sometimes.
Print out something like that.
Takes about 30 to 45 minutes to print that particular design, but that's a pretty small design. Doesn't take a whole lot of filament.
Do they have like a warehouse of all these designs for the files that you can download?
STL file and send it to the slicer program and then print it out in the printer. So it just depends on what you're looking for.
That'd be pretty interesting. I know everybody and their sister and brothers making plastic car parts, you know, for dashboards, fenders, and all of that stuff, which is what we're hauling around. So I imagine there'd be a heck of a market for that kind of stuff.
A market for it. I just haven't done it. They're not, you have to buy the right to sell the design. So, that's one reason I haven't done it. There's some designs out there that are free to sale, but any of the ones I've done, they're free as long as I don't want to sell them. I can use them personally, but once you get into wanting to sell them, they're licensed and all that stuff, so you're not supposed to do that, but there are people out there that do.
Sell them, I wouldn't mind, you know, buying the license for it, but I've always been looking for a little stay-at-home job so I can do it in my spare time.
That's kind of why I bought the printer, was so I could start selling stuff when I had the truck, but and that didn't work out, so now I can start doing it, like when we go to the Ham Fest or, you know, a little Etsy shop or just to the clubs that I deal with, you know, that kind of thing.
Let's get familiar with it and then see if we turn into something that might be profitable, something that can make you stay at home, work at home, have your own little company.
Leon, I'm here where I'm going, so I'm going to say 7-3. Tell Ken and the rest of the guys I said hello, and y'all have a great day, and be careful out there. KO4HX. Clear.
One of them was going to jump in there, but 73's. We'll talk to you a little bit later. And C9B.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good one. KN4TFW. How are we doing this morning?
A long day, long, hard day at me today. Hey, really piled it on from what I understand. So, it's going to keep me running. I'll be all the way down to my run down to Henderson and have a couple other runs on there and back to Seneca. So it might be a long day.
Pat, sounds like you'll be off the interstate.
Do the morning run down the interstate. Hopefully be done with that. Anything planned?
Best of plans that I can remember right now.
On that truck?
Up to like 875 miles right now.
All right, I'm at 24,698.
I'm at 28.7 here.
Dayton and back, haven't really racked up some miles.
Is this, that's your first time going to Dayton?
It's a great trip. Great little motel we stayed in. It was a Holiday Inn Express. A little pricey on the one end, but it was a nice day. Very nice and quiet. We were like, 25, 35 miles from the Hamfest. It was nice. I don't think you can get anything closer. They were all filled up. Of course, you know, we waited last minute as people scheduled their motel and lodging for that thing a year in advance. And here we are. We just showed up. And says, yeah, we actually have two rooms left. You're lucky. Are you with that ham group? Says, yep. Says, yeah, we just got a phone call from one of our sister motels. And this and all their overflow over towards this motel.
Fill up fast, don't they?
You know, and I was going to stop that other 25, 35 miles before that. Just been the safe side, but I didn't see where to stop. So I just went on and finally come across this. I said, man, I got to stop because I know this is not going to be any closer. Sure enough.
Did I buy anything?
A headset with the foot switch. So I'm now operating hands-free.
I give you enough free hands to be able to type and log.
That's what I was aiming for. I've always liked this foot switch anyway. It just frees up your hands. You know, I used to sit in for our dispatch when they go take their dinner break or whatever, or have their restroom break. I'd go sit for dispatch. The foot switch is just so much more convenient, especially when you got the phones ringing, the radio's going, you're trying to write stuff down. The other day, the week after Labor Day, the wife and I are taking our camper to Dreher Island State Park outside of Columbia. If you and your missus would love to bring your camper down, I'm planning on taking the boat also, so have a nice little week-long stay on the lake there with my buddy in Columbia. He's coming up. He's bringing his camper and his wife. And just have a good old time at the lake for a week.
I have to see. That's the week after Labor Day. That's what's like September 1st, something like that.
I think we're doing the 3rd. It's Wednesday to Wednesday.
See, I think we get back from our last beach trip like the first week in August.
Be plenty of time. Get ready for another one. On a trip, we don't want to wait that long, so trying to figure out where we end up going. I really want to go down to Elijah Clark, go there, and I guess outside of what is the name of that town? It's down below Greenwood, McCormick. It's right there, the other side of the lake from McCormick.
I saw there was a new listing for some kind of RV park on Kiwi, a new one.
That one.
Some kind of group about RV park reviews for all over the country, and they just pop up all the time.
We signed up to look at you can actually look at the sites. You got your site you want, you think it has a nice picture of it. And they wanted you to go around and take pictures of the sites of the campground that you were at. If you did that, you'd be like a premium subscriber or something.
We got a I got an app on my phone. It's, I think it's called TripAdvisor, but it shows you where all the... It's mostly for camping. It shows you where all the camping spots are. It shows you where, like, all the rest stops are, where all the Wally World, the Loves, the Pilots, and anything that has anything to do with camping. And that it shows you where all those spots are all over the country.
Right for now, we don't call it camping anymore. We call it glamping.
That one.
Sleeping in a tent are gone.
It's a nice tent. It's 11 by 17. And I got two cots rated for 600 pounds. They're extra wide, extra long. And I think they're like 34 wide. And must be like 90 long at least.
But I'm not worried about the sleeping arrangements as much as the rain and the weather arrangements.
It's been a good one. It's got like a canopy that you could use for just, you know, shade without the tent, and then the tent hangs off of it. But I usually take me some, like, 2-foot-long, half-inch rebar and drive it into four corners and stake those corners good. Man, it was a huge thunderstorm came up, and I didn't even have a loose string.
Yeah, I've got the four rebar with little O-rings on them. I found them somewhere, I don't remember where, but they work out really well. Sometimes I'll pull them out and tie the camper awning down. Just tie it down to the ground using those.
I don't like these new awnings as good as I like the old ones.
I don't have the fandangled automatic ones.
Get as good as the old one. You know, I feel like I have more adjustment with the old one. I could do more things.
For the rainfall and have it any angle you want. It's kind of convenient. But the I don't know. Six of one, half a dozen the other, I guess. I'd love to have a newer camper, but I don't know if I'm going to invest in all that.
You can't never tell when you retire. You might go and, you know, just travel the U.S.
My retire. This is my retirement. I don't think I'm going to travel the U.S.
We still want to see KN4 TFW.
Anything like that, it would have to be a small motorhome. My wife and I, we've both been across country. Been out to California, been to, not Vegas, but been all through there, Albuquerque, El Paso. Been to Juarez, Mexico, and I've been to Tijuana. We traveled a lot, got to see a lot, and I don't know if I want to do all that. I'd have to go out and look at some of that Indian jewelry and out that way and some of that stuff, but it might be easier just to fly.
We're not big fans of flying. I know you miss a lot of scenery when you fly. Unless it's just I have to, I need to be there at a certain time or something. But there's just a lot of sights that we'd like to see.
We had a nice Kenworth yesterday. Showed it to the wife, says, why don't we just buy this so you can see the country? You could go with me and we just live out of the truck. He wouldn't let me buy it.
At the last place I worked, he had his regular daily driver. It was a Freightliner. It was a four-door Freightliner. And the back seat folded out into a futon. And then he pulled like the biggest fifth wheel you could get. That's what he lived out of.
And something like that, selling everything and just getting the rig. Really nice rig, and that way you can go wherever you want, whenever you want.
Places like long-term stays, only like $400 or $500 a month.
Property tax and all of that stuff goes with it, NC9B. Oh, who's grass? Not me.
I think the last campground we stayed at, it had a yearly rate of about $3,600, but that's not bad.
One problem with that is you pay a yearly rate, next thing you know, who you got for your neighbor? Turn into a snowbird. You go south for the winter?
There was one couple, they hit Florida along about November, and then came back out of there.
Dude, don't you have a dedicated place to go to in November? They sell out pretty quick.
Up at that KOA up there in Mount Vernon, there was a couple pulling out. They were headed down to the Keys. She was going to be like, a park host down there. So they were headed down there. That's the way to go. Work, 20 hours a week at the park, get free rent and everything. You could, should be able to make it pretty good that way. KN4, TFW.
Easier lifestyle, probably. You'll be late. I'm right on schedule.
The other employees are late, right?
Here, guys. They show up whenever. The earlier I get started, the earlier I get done. And C9B.
Right on that, I just assume getting my day started early. KN4, TFW.
C9B.
Good morning, Andrew. Happy hump day. KN4, TFW.
Happy hump day. Enjoying the listen. Y'all talking about pulling campers and staying in campgrounds for the rest of your life.
Tempting.
A nice, easy, nomadic lifestyle.
At the beach and never put it in storage again. Just stay down there the whole time.
And from Hendersonville, and his wife got started a food truck and took it down to the Outer Banks. And so they were operating their food truck at a campground at the Outer Banks, and they're loving it. They come back about once or two, twice a year, and they love it out there. It's booming. There's no place to go out and eat, so they sell bunches of food off the truck. Going to the Outer Banks and working. Who wants to work at the Outer Banks?
Yeah. Work at the campground, right?
I always say we would just move down to Lakewood and just work at Lakewood. Might as well just do something while you're down there.
Yeah.
It's right outside of Myrtle.
State Park down there where we go. That's my campground.
Myrtle Beach State Park since I was a kid, but I know the Huntington Beach State Park, man, that one's really nice. We've been through there.
We never find an open spot down there.
Every spot's concrete. I mean, they've got a nice playground area for kids. I don't think they have a pool, though, which is not kind of normal for state parks. They don't have that, but, they've got a museum. They got all kinds of hiking trails and stuff. Really neat.
Couldn't stay at it, but I ain't ever had any success. I did better getting in Hunting Island.
Hey, ahead when you go to those places.
Primitive site, and that was all booked up last time. Couldn't take the scouts down there.
Scout somewhere, you might. Have you been to Elijah Clark State Park? It's on the Georgia side of the South High Georgia line. Yeah, that'd probably be a good place to stick some scouts.
Get out of the memory and go check it out.
Listen, y'all have a great day. Enjoy the beautiful day we're supposed to have. NC9B, good day in there too, Andrew.
7-3, Leon, have a good one. KN4, TFW.
Yeah, you have a good day. I won't see the sunlight or how pretty it is, so I walk outside, so we'll see how that goes. KO4, see you.
Next couple of mornings, down in the 50s.
That?
Up by Jones Gap State Park this coming weekend. Some relatives of my brother-in-law live up there, and they're going to be having a birthday party for him.
Where are you going to go stay?
Right up there. Their house is on a little bitty lake. I forget what it's called, Pinnacle Lake or something like that. but just a few houses around the big old pond.
Oh, we
some decent bass out of it last time.
The fish out of the little ponds, as long as they're not, you know, the sediment ain't made it so shallow, nothing lives in it anymore. These state parks like Kings Mountain, their main lake is so shallow. Sure, there's some, but it seems like it's more turtles than anything.
When the turtles start taking over.
Yeah. Dredge them out, but I'm sure that costs a ton of money. Cut it short, but I'm getting ready to pull in the parking lot, so I'm going to end up losing the repeaters. You be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you either later today or first thing in the morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a safe day, and we'll catch you later. KN4TSW.